Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
We were talking to the Shadow about the plan to go to hire folks to go find the pieces of your dad's sword.
Oh, he's still trying to find the stuff, eh?
Maybe that wasn't the best way to go about reconciling your family and improving trade relations.
All right, you're hired.
I don't know that we have like that exact skill set.
Well, yeah, but you said you wanted to, you gave all that stuff about bridging and talking and textiles. It seems you really have just everything hammered down. And you said I don't have to deal Calicrists and Breton. You hear footsteps kind of down below deck, and they stumble up.
I mean, if Captain Ron is the template, one of us is going to fuck this guy. So.
Dibs.
Luke's time to shine.
All right, there, Jonathan. You got friends today. All right. This is going to be a wild ride.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore.
She, her. And yeah, I am here. And I play Sullivan Slight, Lightfoot Halfling Rogue. He, him.
Also with me, Tom Laird.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, he, him. And I play Moot, who is a wild magic half-orc sorcerer who also goes by he, him.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her. I play Glim, a dragonborn paladin. Also, she, her.
Woo!
Woo!
Who's ready to play some fun boat stuff, hey?
Well, I'm looking for a lot of nautical puns in this. Okay. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So you know what you have to bring now then?
No. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh.
I'm looking for others to provide that for me for my enjoyment in this episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why we do this. Yeah. To entertain Amy.
Me.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it's not why we do it.
If we're entertained, like 50/50. Then you're entertained, obviously.
It's true.
So that's what we try for.
The minute it stops being fun, it's not going to happen anymore, folks.
Yeah, no, that's why we got to keep it fun.
That's right.
That's why number one on the list today before we started recording was, let's talk about that fun.
Yeah. How do you make something fun? In Merriam-Webster's dictionary, fun is...
Oh, you're nailing it. You're nailing it.
Fun is defined as...
Yeah. Where we don't read dictionary definitions is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. What do we do over there?
We dedicate an episode to a patron.
Yeah.
Oh, we do that.
Who's our lucky patron today?
Today's patron dedication is Brian Sullivan.
Come on down. Thanks, Brian. Brian. Oh my God, did Brian just win something like
that's a
really
big fanfare?
Seems like
it's
it,
good.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I know
just
we're
got really excited.
Yeah, we're going into a boat episode, so we're going to screw up all of the boat terms.
Yes.
So
hopefully
I mean,
Brian's not a mariner or he will be very angry with us for
everything
we say in this
episode.
All the
episodes have dedicated to you.
I know.
So thank you, Brian. Join us today, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. And now, fuck it, let's play. We hear the sound of waves against the hull of the boat. Moot, Glim, and Sully you have made your way down to the hold because the captain was missing, and you find him leaning back in a chair, his eyes wide open. You stare at him the longest period of time, and he doesn't appear to be breathing.
I'm sorry, did we go down into the hole? Have we abandoned ship terms from the beginning? Okay, I knew the D at the end, and I was like, whoa, right off the bat. We're just,
we're not even trying.
Downstairs is technically in a hole, so that's where we're
going. I mean, you're not wrong.
Captain? Captain Dorbin. Hello?
This guy's really rude.
I don't...
Moot, go poke him.
I don't want to.
Take one of your pencils and just poke him a little bit.
No, I don't think that's going to wake him up. I don't think anything's going to wake him up.
Some people sleep with their eyes closed. No, open. And there are also other people who sleep with their eyes closed. That's what I'm saying. But he could be one of those people who sleep with their eyes not closed. Open.
Okay, so your theory, just so I have it right, is that he's very much alive, just sleeping with his eyes open and also not breathing.
Yeah, maybe. Some people, you know, it's a sleep, apnea? That's the right word. See? Just big, big pauses between breaths.
Okay, that doesn't seem healthy.
Well, oh no, people can die in their sleep because of it. It's probably really not good. You're actually supposed to wake somebody up. Excuse me, Captain Dorpin. Captain, what's his name?
Captain?
Captain? Can I go clap right in front of his face?
Hey.
Oh. See, I told you it was a life.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
You look at him and his glass eye is completely like looking off to the side.
No, it's like my grade 4 teacher, Monsieur Laflamme. I'm just going to look right between his eyes. I've learned not to look at either one because I don't want to be rude. So I'm just going to always look right between his two eyes. So it's a little bit off to him, but it's okay.
Moot kind of just takes like a sidestep to the right where he thinks the eye is looking.
What's going on down here?
Just nice to see you alive.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm alive all the time. Why are you standing over there?
Oh, no reason.
Is the eye doing something again?
Yeah, it's going super weird. It's all the way over.
I didn't know where to stand.
He smacks himself on the back of the head and it falls out. Kind of looks at it and then pops it back in.
Oh, you didn't even clean that first.
Is that better?
Opens his eyes really wide.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Much better. Yeah,
you look perfect. Great.
Great. All right. Well, you got the ship pointing in the right direction?
I mean, that's sort of more your thing.
Oh, one of us is supposed to be up there?
That's sort of... You're sort of like the...
Captain.
Make us go the right... Yes, captain is the word for that.
Well, Jonathan's up there. He's probably got it sorted out, and he stands up and starts to stretch.
Oh, the same John... Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
we
Jonathan
probably
is a
left
real...
him up there. Last time I saw him, he was looking at a bird.
All right. Well, I got four people who know how to work a boat. Right. All right. It just keeps getting better.
Well, we're quick learners.
Sure.
All right, come on, let's learn.
Starts heading back up the steps.
Kate?
Step out onto the ship, or onto the... Not even trying. Onto...
the ship?
Onto the ship.
Yeah.
Onto the deck of the barge right in, and he kind of clears away some of the tarps. Says, well, we don't even have the sail up. How are we supposed to go anywhere?
Is this the jib? I've heard of the jib.
To the left.
Are we, Russ, are we under sail? Are we still at the dock? I assumed when we came upon him in the... So we already met him, right?
Yeah,
okay,
no.
So we're like out in the water.
You're out in the water.
Okay, good. I was like, wait, did I miss something?
Yeah, no,
we
haven't left,
right? Yeah, we're on the way. Okay.
All right, hoist the mainsail, get the jib. Yeah, you got the jib there, Moot, all right? And then, swab the poop deck there.
Who's Hoyt?
Now, I'm supposed to cut the jib? That's correct?
Yeah, you cut it, you twirl it, you call it a nice name, and it'll buy you a drink later.
I'm not doing anything with poop.
All right, well, go convince Jonathan that it's his turn, then.
Well, I'm just going to tell him. Hey, right. Jonathan!
What?
You gotta sweep the pooper.
You want me to sweep your pooper?
Not mine. The ship's.
Oh, all right. I guess. Really, my turn again? Yeah, your turn there, bud. Oh, okay. He goes off. Where do we keep the bucket again? Dolly, can you help me find the bucket?
Fine. Well, I think it's down here in the hole.
Oh, okay, let's go down in the hole and find the bucket.
All right, you first.
So, taking you to Tether here, what kind of boat experience you got?
Not a lot. Mainly grew up in a forest village, so not a lot of boats.
Forest village. How about you?
Well, I've been, like, in a small rowboat, like, on a lake, but not sailing the open seas.
Well, we're in for a real rough ride, then. It's going to be a hard learning experience to get this boat. I make it sound like I'm going to teach you a lot about boats. I'm really not going to teach you a lot about boats. I'm going to tell you to pull on a rope, and then something's going to happen. Okay. And then, you pull on that rope over there. Yeah. You cut the jib. So all you got to do is, like, give a hard yank on that rope, and away we go again. 3, 2, 1.
Okay, yeah.
You do so, and the sail begins to rise and catches the wind, and you begin to move forward.
Oh, this is so much faster than when the sail wasn't up.
I can't believe that we're doing stuff like this. It seems so easy now.
Hey, pass me a drink there, Scoot.
What? Is it grog? Do I get to pass you grog?
Please do. If that's what you brought.
Oh, no, I didn't. I just kind of assumed that it was on all boats.
All right, yeah, it's in the cooler up front there. I just thought if you brought some, maybe I could have some of yours first.
Next time we stop somewhere, I'll get some extra.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. Back downstairs. So they used to keep it in that closet there, if you want to check in there.
Well, you can check in there.
Well, you're the one who's supervising me, so I...
Yeah, I'm going to supervise you checking in there.
All right.
I'm not going to do your work for you, Jonathan. That's why nobody call you the Shadow. The Shadow gets shit done.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're... Finbar already outed me as not the Shadow, so, I mean, you lose kind of a little bit of the... The power behind it, you know?
All right, well, now you got the opportunity to become a pirate or something.
Oh.
So, get your shit together and get that bucket and swap poop.
All right. You seem like you've swapped some poop before.
A couple times in my day.
Grabs a bucket and says, all right, well, what do I do now?
Well, I think you need a mop.
Okay, what do I do now?
All right, now I think you got to go up the... You got to go back up the stairs. Listen,
why
did
we come down the stairs?
All a euphemism for clean the fucking floors.
Oh.
Clean the floors on the deck of the ship.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
Wait, what part are you going to do?
I'm going to supervise you.
Right, supervisor.
I'm already, and Sully takes out a notepad that he for sure swiped from Moot.
Well, I probably had an abundance of them after I bought the Never Ending notebooks.
Oh, that's true, yeah. And Sully takes out the notebook and starts to write down. I've already docked you 5 points.
You've docked me 5 points. You know, you've already docked me 5 points.
Yeah, what'd you just do with your voice right there? I mean, that's a lot cooler than the voice you have right now.
Remember when you met me? I drifted into the shadow.
Yeah, it's less cool when you do it like that. You've lost another 5 points. Oh. You're down 10 points. How you better hurry up those stairs.
How many points did I start with?
Wouldn't you like to know? I find it motivates a little better when you don't know how many points you start with and what's going to happen.
This is like a carriage test where they don't tell you how many points you lose until you get to the end, and then they don't give you your license for 18 goes.
That sounds really difficult and like some sort of like record or something. Go on, swap the poop deck. If you make any, you know, more snide remarks, I'm going to deduct another 10 points.
All right. Head back upstairs. So, what's your business in Tether?
Well, we're on, like, a special mission for the king, which is sort of part of our, like, larger destiny to save the world.
Right.
So...
The king Finbar.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't get along so well, so I hear.
No, that's what we're trying to work on.
That's kind of what we're doing, yeah.
That's going to change.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to help with that.
I thought maybe you were like mercs or monster hunters or something.
Well, I mean, we're not that.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Oh.
But in this particular case, we're mostly just on, like, bringing family back together and improving trade relations and, you know, just like one of those kind of boat trips.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds really good.
You probably get tons of passengers on that kind of mission.
Absolutely. Yep. All trying to bring family back together. That's what people who sail the high seas are really out for.
Right.
Lots of backstories, if you check their sheets, are like just trying to bring families back together, sailing the high seas.
What you're like from around here. What do you think about King Finbar and like the whole family breakup thing?
It's all just a bunch of little, you know, it's just siblings going at each other, but siblings with a lot of power and armies behind them, and land that as far as the eye can see. Fortunately, the waters are mostly free reign, as long as we avoid the pirates and stuff, but...
Wait, the what?
The pirates.
Is that a problem often?
Only if they catch you.
Oh.
And how fast does this boat go?
I mean, it goes pretty quick.
All right.
It doesn't go very fast.
Oh.
We've been boarded before.
And no one's stolen you yet.
Well, they did once.
And yet, here you are.
They brought you back.
Yeah, I wonder what that says about me.
Oh, I think it's part of that whole people on the high seas wanting to bring families back together again thing that we were just talking about.
Oh, of course, probably. Yeah.
Pirates are also part of the nautical community, so they also probably just really want to make sure you're with your... siblings.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, you know, it's probably good that I have this "if lost, return to" sign on here. But hello,
that's definitely good. You have that.
Wow! Yeah. I cannot believe that your brothers and sisters let you wear that.
Yeah, it doesn't really say where to take me back though. It just says "if lost, return to someone."
Oh.
I guess Dorbin was the closest one at the time. Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, so what you know about Tether? You're going in. You have some information about the city?
No.
No, nothing.
No, we know we want to talk to Calichrist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and
there.
I think that is maybe it.
And, like, they traditionally welcome every boat coming to town at the harbor, yes?
Yeah, I mean, you got the paper, right, that says that we're good?
Yeah, I got that. Yes, I do. It's got the stamp and seal and all that stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll be fine once we get into the harbor there. I mean, they check the papers. You'll be on your way there.
So this Calichrist lady.
Yeah.
What's she like?
She's very nice, you know, if you stay on her good side, she's probably not going to chop your head off.
Oh, she does that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The whole family. It's just part of the power struggle.
Wow.
You know, who can chop off the most heads in a week? They had one of those going for a little while.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And... what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben look!
Doesn't sound like my type of contest.
No.
It's a very specific type of person that likes to run it. They haven't done it too much in a while, because it was bad for business. So lately, like I said, mercenaries and monster hunters have kind of been flocking to the area to get jobs, really.
Well, I hope that, we are welcomed in there, right? And I hope that, she's not going to see us as some sort of, saboteur.
Well, hopefully not.
Just to clarify, why are monster hunters heading there? Is there a monster problem?
Well, there's a big forest there with, there's a lot of monsters in the area, both the land and sea variety. Some big ones, some small ones, ones that climb on rocks.
Right. Is there any that go both in the land and on?
Oh, yeah.
On the sea?
Yeah, you got to watch out for those ones because they'll be in the water and you won't see them. And then they come out of the water as you're not in the water and drag you back in the water.
Oh, so like a real peekaboo surprise.
That's right. Peekaboo surprise. You got it, my friend. Hey, how good of swimmers are you three?
Oh, I mean, pretty good.
Yeah, I do okay in the water. I definitely don't sink like a stone, if that's what you're asking.
Oh, we should probably do some drills while we're out here on the open sea.
Okay, I mean, my cardio's pretty good. Swimming's good low-impact exercise, so I mix it in my cross-training.
Nice.
When I can. Yeah. I mean, we're not always around water.
No. True.
Well, we'll put it on the list. We're going pretty quick now. If you jump out now, we're going. We don't want to turn around and come back and get you. So next little nap I have... we could probably do that before I have the nap or after.
How many naps in a day do you take?
Well, we're up to six today, I think. So
six just today.
Just today.
Do you feel extra tired most of the time? Yeah.
It's hard work living on the sea.
Well, also you got that crazy sleep apnea going on.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like you stop breathing for long periods of time. Glim was ready to do mouth-to-mouth with you.
Really?
Not in the sexy way. In the life-saving kind of way.
Yeah, I thought you were maybe a goner.
Yeah.
It looked that way.
Well, I'm glad you didn't push me off the side of the boat. Not a goner.
Is that what normally happens?
I mean, there's mutiny that happens on a boat. If the captain appears deceased, I'm sure that would be an easy way to just...
Is it still considered a mutiny if the captain's deceased?
I wouldn't think so because he... who are you mutinying against?
Not deceased, though. That's what I'm saying. If this is the sleep apnea thing you're talking about.
Right,
right. This is apnea,
If we had accidentally thrown you overboard because we thought you were deceased and then you became deceased and then we were in charge of the boat, it would have
been
mutiny by proxy, of course.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I understand.
Right.
So, Dorbin, what's your story?
Well, I've been sailing the high seas, or the Sea of Shining Stars, as they say, for quite some time. I was in the military there for quite a while. Did my time, took some chances, and now I'm a captain for hire.
Is there a low seas?
Yeah, well, there's shallow waters.
Oh, so that's what that means.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go underwater, too. That would be lower in the sea.
The high seas just means it's a deep body of water. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm learning so much.
Educational.
We're creating our own ship boat cannon, is what we're doing.
Is there a cannon on this boat to defend against the pirates?
Yep. Something. Mm-hmm. I put something on this boat.
Were you drunk when you did it? Because sometimes when I'm drunk and I do things, I don't remember where I put them.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, sometimes for me, when I just think about doing something, like if I was like, oh, I gotta put a cannon on this boat, but then I don't actually do it immediately, my brain has already checked it off the list, and then it never gets done.
That's right. Glim, just lift that tarp right there in the middle there.
Yeah, okay, just under here?
Yeah, and then it reveals a large ballista.
Well, that's impressive looking. Can we shoot it?
Not right now. I mean, we only have so many cannonballs, ballista balls, whatever you want to call them. That's what we've got. We've only got so many.
How many do we have?
Four.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I suppose that would be bad to waste them.
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can put in to shoot? How big is the barrel of this? Can a man fit in here? Is this
No. Oh, okay. It'd be like a cannonball size.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like a chicken? Like on the Muppets? We shoot chickens out of it?
Do you have a chicken with you? Just have a spare chicken?
It's one down below
deck. This is
deck.
Carla asking, not Glenn. Glenn doesn't know the Muppets. I don't know why when I thought of a cannon, that's what I pictured, is Gonzo sure. putting chickens in a cannon 100%. And shooting them. Yep.
I was thinking of the Royal Canadian Air Farce with their chicken cannon. Yeah.
I was thinking of Chicken Run movie, where the rooster went in the cannon.
Why does this happen so much in pop culture?
I don't know.
I don't mean to derail the whole podcast, but chickens and cannons, so much representation?
There must have been a time.
Well, I think it's a thing, right? Chickens, they have wings, they can't really fly that much, they can't even...
Sure. It's like when people say, like, there's enough room to swing a cat in here. Who's swinging cats in rooms?
Mm. Yeah.
That one point. Woman in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
Hey, you're writing a lot of notes there, eh?
Oh, yeah. I have a bunch of stuff written down.
Oh, I got lost in a good book once.
Oh.
Well, which book was it? I'll be on the lookout for it.
It took me pages and pages to find my way out.
Were you inside the book physically?
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
Are you making a joke?
Well, no. See, he holds up his left hand and he's missing two fingers. It says where my fingers on my left hand went. Like paper cuts, I tell you.
Oh.
Damn things up and swallowed me whole while reading.
I guess, Moot, you should be careful. You do a lot with your notes and the paper and...
Yeah, I guess I haven't come across one that's tried to eat me yet. But I'll keep an eye out for sure.
Someone told me later it could have been a mimic. Instead of a book.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, books
sound real
dangerous.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So, maybe not every book. Just that one book. It was my favorite book.
So, Dorbin, have you ever been married or...
Oh, me? No. No. Mm. Not tied down.
Married to the sea, are you?
Married to the sea. The ocean is my lady, as they say. As well as, you know, a few ladies at the ports, but mostly the ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's nice. Do you ever get lonely out here?
Oh, no. Yeah, I stop in, I pick up some people, the people come. Stop in, pick up some people, the people come. Yeah, I mean, I always got people on here. Look, you're the next
here we
folks.
Are now. Okay.
Riding the barge right in.
We're the people from the story.
Right. Write it in your book. Someone will read about it.
I was just going to suggest that, like, when I feel lonely, then I talk to my friend Bahamut, and, like, I'm never really alone, even when I'm, like, totally by myself, you know? I really always have somebody there with me,
right.
And I was going to sort of offer you some information and
some
comfort, but maybe it sounds like, I mean...
Yeah, no.
You're not lonely, so I guess it's...
Yeah, it's a long boat ride, too, I think so, Glim. Maybe you want to spread it out a little bit. Don't encourage her.
Hey, who's up in the crow's nest?
Did Jonathan go up there? I thought he was going to swap the deck.
Yeah, wasn't he supposed to be...
Like, is minus 70 points.
What do you mean? I'm swapping the poop in the deck.
Well, it shouldn't be actual... Anyway, so one...
Oh, no, there's probably actually poop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why?
On birds.
Earth. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
Though,
okay.
Really, the odds of a bird shitting on your ship... Quite low,
in this great
I think.
Big ocean?
In this, right? Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, though, a bird pooping on you just in the world, that's like, what, one in a billion chance?
Make a dexterity saving throw.
There's so many other places a bird could take a shit, is all I'm saying. Oh my god, that's a nat one.
But luckily, you're a halfling who gets to re-roll these things.
Oh, luckily I'm a halfling. Yeah, but is it as funny if I do? Okay. I will roll
it's
it
again.
It's
funnier if you roll two in a row.
That is a 23.
Oh.
It's a bird shit beside me.
No, the bird shit's on Jonathan.
Oh!
Wow. That guy better buy a lottery ticket or something. That's minus 4 points, Jonathan.
Anyways, my question as to who was in the crow's nest is it seems there's a storm coming up here that nobody pointed out.
What? I didn't know we were supposed to be watching for a storm.
Know.
Well, what are you doing on the boat, then?
Whatever you tell us to do, Captain.
Yeah, you didn't tell us to go up there.
Pretty sure I said do exactly what I say, and I'm saying you should have been watching out for storms.
Well,
but you can't really, like, retrofit it like that?
It's... We want to succeed, Captain. So if you can just tell us what you want us to do ahead of time, we'll do it.
Great.
Can I acrobat my way up there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Oh, no. That's an 11. Am I just like dry humping the pole trying to get my way up there?
Yeah, you can get up there, but it's not graceful. So you tell me how it goes.
It's a lot of grappling with the main mast, and there's a lot of unnecessary hip action.
Look at
as I try to
typical Sully Saturday night.
Look at
lots of hip action and grappling with the main mast.
Look at Sully go. Look, he just hops right to there. I mean,
yeah,
oh yeah, a little less hip there, but just hands, boy.
Okay.
You can use your feet too.
And it's weird inchworm style. Like, I'm like moving my feet up to reach my hands and then moving my hands up away from my feet. It's not efficient.
Moot, should we tell him that there's a ladder?
I thought he would figure it out, to be perfectly honest with you, but.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. Anyways, regardless, the storm is coming, so we're going to have to turn out to sea a little bit here to go around that.
Okay.
Did it!
What do you see up there?
Oh, there's. Well, there's a storm coming.
Good job. Good job. Captain Dorbin turns the ship. And Sully, while you're up there, are you actively looking
yeah,
or are
I'm
you
looking.
Sleeping now?
No,
you're
I'm
looking,
looking
now. Okay.
Nah, I've curled as a cat would into a little ball. In the
while you're up there, there's a little looky-loo. Take a peek through, and there is, off on the horizon, you see a ship in the direction that you have now turned.
Captain?
Yeah?
There'd be a ship off the main front side.
Roger that. What do you see on the ship?
It's got a flag on it, and it's a teddy bear holding up a trout, and in the mouth of the trout is it looks like some, no, the trout's mouth is open and fireworks are coming out.
Uh-oh. It's the Teddy Trouters.
Are they as friendly as they sound?
Hmm. Well, they were.
Oh.
I think we're going to have to turn back into the storm here and hedge our bets with the storm. What do you say?
Should I stay up here?
Yeah, you're fine for now. Until you get to the storm, you probably want to come down. Just keep an eye on that ship while you're up there.
Oh, okay.
Well, drop the set. Who likes to row?
Oh, I love rowing. So good.
Perfect.
Such
I
good
mean,
exercise.
Never really done it, but if Glim says it's great, I'm in.
Yep, totally. All right, Glim, just pull that rope the other way. Just there's a little release there. Yep, you
over.
Got it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Moot, just cut the jib back the other way there. Give it the old 1-2 twirl, and we'll be rowing our boat. Hopefully they didn't see us. Did they see us, Sully? Does it look like they've turned in our direction?
They are turned in our direction, yes.
All right. Glim, we're going to put that sail right back up. Moot,
okay.
You're going to cut the jib, and it's going to spin right around. Watch your head. Yeah, Jonathan, you got to watch your head. Hey. And we're going to just give her a go in the storm here with full sails and try not to get caught.
Oh. Okay, what else should we do? Should we tie things down? Everything looks pretty tied down.
Yeah, if you got anything of great value, I'd probably put it below deck. Otherwise, bend over and kiss your butts, and hopefully we make it. It's the middle!
Looks like we made it.
Dun.
Dun, dun, look how dun, far dun, we've come dun, 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 together. What's
no, that's
happening?
What you were supposed
wow.
to say. That's how far we've come to the middle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could have just transitioned right in there.
And then I had a different beat going on.
You did. I'm not sure what you were singing. I was going to work patrons in there eventually, but
I blew it. Yep.
No, that wasn't your fault.
Oh, okay.
No, it just didn't happen.
If you can.
You know what did happen? We reached 85 patrons.
It's happening.
What? Whew, they said it couldn't be done.
Who said that? Show me that person.
Gerald.
I'll fight him.
Oh, Gerald. Fucking Gerald.
Every
probably
time with this
probably
guy.
Probably Sean, too.
Sean.
Different Sean.
Yeah, not
different
that
Sean.
One. A different one.
No,
no
not that,
not that
the,
one either.
Yeah.
The other one.
We've met a lot of Seans.
Like the fourth so Sean?
Yeah, maybe.
The fourth Sean.
Right.
The one with the hair.
You know.
Yeah. And sure.
And
the one who thought we could never do it.
That's the one.
Well, we showed him, didn't we?
All that's other right. Shawns are cool, except that one.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
So what does this mean now that we've done it, Russ?
I don't even remember. Well. Live stream one. No, we get to do an improv show. That's what we get to do. That's
what we're
sure
going to
do. Russ is like making death threats.
That's what happens when we reach success, is we have to take somebody down.
Well, all of our enemies are going to hear about it.
That's right. Who is dragging us down throughout this?
Carla, tell us more.
Yeah, for everyone else except that one, Sean, we've reached our 85 patron goal. So we're going to do a live improv show where we play a game and you tell us what to do.
A grocery store.
And help us make decisions. And
Superman. Give me a big emotion.
Occupation.
And give me a location.
Pineapple.
So that's what I signed up for.
Except it will be you with the suggestions, yeah, not us. Exactly. So it'll be better.
That's much better. So we've set the bar so low that when they come in with really
it's going to make
this whole middle seem like, wow, how do they come up with any ideas?
That's right. How do they at all do this on their own? That's what you're going to be asking yourself at this improv show.
We can't. That's why we need you. So if you helped us, thank you very much. And if you want to take part in it, all patrons who continue to sign up and help us reach our next goal will also get invited to that lovely improv show, which is on... Inserting this because, well, we recorded this a little bit earlier and didn't know the date, but still don't know the date. So patrons can come vote on the date at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Come join us over there. Or if you're a patron, go vote on the date. Tell us when you can show up. We want as many people there as possible. That date there. Love that date. It's going to be such a great date.
It's the best date.
Yep. We really love it. And we're going to love it when you show up. But yeah, patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can still join us and come play the game. Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, you play the game.
You tell us what to do.
Help us try and be good at this game we've been struggling for so long.
It's like a choose your own ending almost.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Really throw some monkey wrenches in it.
Let's throw some wrenches in
it. My tongue got real big all of a sudden. I just couldn't speak. Throw some monkey wrenches in it.
It's that Sean. He cursed your tongue.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Sean with a C-H. We're getting closer.
I'm sorry, you
think it is either.
Sean.
Exactly. All right. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye. And thank you.
Oh, yeah. That too. Thank you.
You
guys.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
I couldn't hear. Is somebody cracking open a case of nuts?
Yep, you got it, Sully. It's nuts up there. Just check below the floorboards.
Yes, where every good captain keeps his nuts.
Pecans!
That's right! Some of the best! Lightly salted.
Oh, he's roasted, too. It's good. What the fuck are we talking about?
You get the sail back up, and the other ship does look like it's turned and is now moving quickly before you. Sully, as he's getting closer, you can see more details with the looky-loo, and everybody can start to see it come into view. It is a large warship that does have the flag of a teddy bear with a trout in its mouth and fireworks coming out of it. Who knew?
You should have had some idea when you asked me.
I mean, yeah, it does seem pretty much right up Amy's alley.
You begin moving at a fair clip. The wind from the storm is swirling, and it has caught the sail and is pulling you into the storm. Somebody roll me a d20, please.
19.
Oh. Is that good?
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's totally awesome.
It's
totally
awesome.
Yeah,
it's wicked.
Your boat's taking on water.
So it's looking like a pretty strong storm. It might even be bordering on just your standard old hurricane there.
That doesn't sound like we really want to be on a boat for a hurricane, do we?
Well, what does a horse's mane have to do with anything? I think I have to come down. Do I need to be up here?
Well, tell us where the ship is pointing. Not our ship, the other ship.
It's about the same direction we're pointing.
How those cannons look?
Big and a lot more impressive and girthy than ours.
She's upgraded. Okay, it's time that we head straight into the hurricane, everybody.
Why, that was a storm.
Yeah, it's just a little storm. Just a little stormicane. That's all it is. Don't worry, everybody.
So, in order to enter and survive at least part of this storm, we're going to need a check. So someone is going to be the captain. We're going to say that's probably going to be Captain Dorbin.
Seems like a good idea.
Bold choice.
Someone is going to be the first mate who's going to roll with charisma.
I think that's probably should be Glim.
I have +3 for charisma.
I only have +2.
Well, then it should be me. I have an even higher charisma.
Okay, someone's going to roll with strength for it and be the bosun.
Oh, I have a +4.
Definitely not
okay,
me.
Okay, and someone's going to be rolling with wisdom to be the quartermaster.
Oh, no.
Sully's smart. Does Sully have good wisdom?
No, it's -1.
How's your charisma versus wisdom?
My charisma's a +2.
Okay, how's your wisdom?
And what's your strength?
-1.
Okay.
You guys wondering why I'm here?
Is an even 0.
Well, I mean, that's your guy's call.
Let's see what happens. Amy, well, traditionally a very strong roller, so if she's got a -, I think we're in for a lot of great quartermastering.
As you get into this storm, the tarps begin, like, waving violently, and the sail really loses its ability to push you in a proper direction. Captain Dorbin yells out, "All right, well, we made it to the storm. Now we're going to have to just let the seas take us wherever they take us. We're going to have to drop that sail back down there, Glim."
Okay.
So I'm going to need you to roll with strength to beat the storm DC, which is a 20.
Oh, I'm shimmying.
Of a typical hurricane.
I'm shimmying down.
Well, not great. I only rolled an 8, so that puts us at 12. 12.
You begin moving quickly, and Sully, you're shimmying down. Make a dexterity saving throw, please.
20.
Oh, wow. You manage to hang on as the sail tears free from the main mast, and like ropes are whipping by you. Glim, you're trying to handle it and get it at least so that it doesn't fly into the ocean, but it slips from your hands and you get like rope burn across the palms of your hands, and you see this sail go out and gets churned up into the waves there. Well, that didn't go well.
No, I'm sorry. I don't know. Should I do something with the jib? I should get that down, or
no? Just tie it down there, Moot. You got it.
Oh.
You got it handled. Yeah, Glim. Maybe go give Moot a hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think we got it.
Sound very confident. You're rolling with charisma. Very confident.
I sure am.
Okay, so you're going to go help Moot. Moot, you're going to roll with charisma with advantage because Glim is helping you.
Okay. Okay, dirty 20 on the first one. We will keep the dirty 20.
All right. So, yeah, the two of you head over and you're tying this down. It locks into place just before it begins to swing back as you crest into another massive wave. Sully, as you are climbing down, You see the ship, and it's gaining pace quickly on you. And you see the cannons at the front of this beginning to move and aim in the direction of your ship.
Oh no, they're gonna shoot at us. They're gonna shoot at us!
Which ones are they shooting at us with?
The front ones.
Oh, that's the ones they want to bring us in for a little teddy bear hug.
Huh?
Well, I mean, you're going to find out.
Is this anything like that teddy bear picnic I've heard so much about?
That's exactly it. That's what we're going to find out. They are going to loose both. Oh, fuck.
Just rolled a nat 20, you guys.
Yeah. There's a 23 and a nat 20, so.
And we all die on the high seas.
I think we're coming in for a teddy bear hug.
Off to Davy Jones' locker for us.
Check out the low seas.
Two giant spiked torpedoes come flying out. They have chains on the backs of them, and they land into the stern of the boat, and you hear the wood crunch, and then they pull back and the chains tighten, and like the tines on this torpedo pull into the hull of the ship, and you feel like a huge lurch as you begin to move backwards. Well, you're moving all around, but you feel like a constant pull.
They like grappling hooked us.
Exactly. I'm up for any bright ideas here. Anybody?
Let's break the chains.
You got chain breakers?
Well, I have a sword of a frightful reflection.
Well, that sounds like you get scared at yourself when you look in a mirror.
Sometimes that happens, but I can try to attack.
All right.
I want to try to attack the chains.
Go try and attack the chains.
Nothing left to lose. That is 21.
Okay, roll some damage. So you can hit it.
9 damage?
You run over and you slice into or hit into and like spark... A small spark goes off. It's quickly extinguished because of all the rain going on. And there's just the smallest chip out of this heavy-duty chain.
Huh? They can't resell this. It's damaged.
So on your boat, you have a ballista. You also have oars. Yep, that's what you have.
Okay. I hit the chain a little bit.
I think that was a really good idea. What I'm going to try and do, though, is maybe break the wood, and then they'll come out. Oh. And then, so I'm gonna hit it with my war pick and see if that, I don't know, does something.
Hey guys, we're rocking back and forth here. I got the mop. Can I do something to help?
What if we all chop at the wood at the same time?
With
and
a
work
mop?
Together. Jonathan,
yeah,
shut up and
chop.
Go downstairs.
Okay, we're taking it on. There's a lot of water down there. I'll go see if I can mop it up.
Attaboy. 10 points.
It's a 24 attack on the
old
floor.
Yeah, roll damage. Roll damage on your floor. Hoped you hit the floor.
10.
On one of them, you come over and you hit in hard, and it breaks it up, and it like half of it splinters out. It hasn't come completely free yet, but you see this huge like spiked tine off of this torpedo. Sticking up and out of the boat now.
Hey guys, if we can get free, get somebody on the ballista there, you can fire off at them. Can't quite see, but I think there's some fog up there. And maybe used to be an inlet up over in that direction too. We could probably pull up and try and lose them in the fog.
I'll just keep chopping at the wood.
I want to help.
Okay. Two of you can continue to chop at the wood. Tom, you didn't look like you wanted to shoot the big gun.
No, what I'm going to do instead... I'm going to do some magic-y stuff. So Moot has the ability to twin a spell when he uses his meta magic.
Okay.
So I'm going to twin my firebolt. Because I assume, is there just one person operating their like grappling hook guns, or is there two?
Would you be able to see how many there are?
I still have the looky-loo.
You can take a look out the looky-loo. It is a much larger ship than what you are on. So it could be assumed that there are more people than you have.
Okay.
More than five?
If I can make out a couple of the like ballistas or whatever it is they're using,
yep.
I'll throw a spell at two of them.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, you would definitely be able to at least target where the two ballistas are. Probably not see much else going on the ship.
Okay, so that'll be 18 to hit on the first one. and 19 hit on the second one.
And you're aiming at the people, not the boat, right?
Well, either the people or like the big guns that they're using.
Okay, you could hit either with your hits there. So you tell me what you hit.
Let's go for the people. Try to scare them off using those.
Then you definitely hit with both of those.
All right. First one, a solid 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Second one, 10. All right.
Describe to me what your spell looks like as it goes off in the storm.
I throw like this, it's not like a huge fireball or anything, but it's a little bit of fire. And it kind of, the splash that it causes, it probably looks more impressive than actually the damage that it does.
Mm-hmm.
But, it kind of lights up these people and their guns, and they dive for cover.
Nice. Yeah, you've knocked them both off. And at that, there's a little bit more slack in the chain as you are able to connect with these two spells. Please roll a d20.
Way ahead of you.
All right.
That's a 6.
You're good.
All right.
Well, that was pretty cool there. Looks like we got a little bit of leeway here. If you two can jimmy those things out of there, that'd be great.
Yeah, we've got, they're all kind of cleared away, so I'm going to try and just like heave it out.
Heave ho. Yep.
I'll take an oar and try to also help her lift by adding some leverage underneath.
All right. Roll with advantage. And we're going to roll athletics.
Okay, well, that was 10, but I'm going to try again. 16.
They're heavier than you anticipated. Now, you didn't put all your back into it, but you managed to get one up, and it's like over the edge of the railing at the back. It hasn't gone completely over yet. And out of the corner of your eye, Sully, you see the two people that Moot shot at with his fireballs. They are standing back up and trying to get scramble back to the ballista.
Oh, that's not good. Those guys are being naughty. Crap. Moot, you hit him again?
Sure. I can try again. All right, first one. That's a 10 on the first one. Oh, second one was a nat 20.
The 10 will go wide on all accounts. The nat 20 will hit.
Double damage coming at you then. Dang it. Wow, that is 19 damage.
Nice. Yeah, you launch one off and it hits hard and connects. And like you see it explode, and even above the cacophony of rain and wind, you hear just a, as they, you see someone knocked up and over into the ocean. The other one, you hit a crest of wave and it goes wide. Glim and Sully, want to give me one more strength check and we'll see if we can clear these?
Mm-hmm. I will help again.
Let's roll this d20.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a 2.
Ooh.
Okay, you roll on percentile. We'll see if Glim and Sully do their thing, and then your thing will trigger.
Okay.
17.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I should.
Yeah, you roll with advantage.
Oh, that was a nat 20.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. See this huge blast go off, and you throw one up, and then go help Sully and throw the other one off. Both before, as you throw the one off that you first had, you feel it tightening a little bit. It was the person that Moot missed, and you managed to get it off before it pulls the ship apart again.
All right, how fast can this thing go? Let's
hold
go.
Hold on, we got a wild magic trigger.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
87.
Ooh, it's a high number. Sometimes that means fun.
Well, good.
So Glim's going to be 1, Dorbin's going to be 2, Sully's going to be 3, and Jonathan's going to be 4. Roll a d4 for me.
Okay. It's less fun when we're at risk.
3.
That's me!
Sully begins to fly.
Oh, what the hell?
Have you always been able to do that?
No, this isn't cool.
The ship continues moving and Sully is flying.
Oh, no. And I take my staff out of its holder and put it forward for someone to grab. Don't let me float away. Don't you fucking let me float away.
I'm going to try and grab him.
Make a dexterity saving throw. Or It would be a saving throw. It would just be a straight dex check.
Dex check is 13.
Glim!
Can I help out with that?
I would say, yeah, you can assist. So giving Glim advantage.
This is not okay.
I haven't told you if it succeeded or not yet.
This is not okay. Grab me with your...
Glim, you have advantage.
Grab me with your lobster claw. Help!
He is flailing, just like, well, comedically, in the air.
Should I swim in the air? Should I...
Carla, you can roll once more.
Not much better. It's not... What was the last time? 13. So, it's 14 this time.
Perfect.
It's like you go to grab one and it just slips out, and then you reach up with your other hand, and it also, even with Moot, like, holding on to the back of your shirt, trying to reach over. So Sully's suspended in air over this churning hurricane as the ship is doing its best to move towards this inlet that you can now see coming into view, like breaking through this fog, which fog is weird in a hurricane. I don't know if anybody wanted to point that out, but
no, we would just fog is weird. Go.
Are your hands covered in butter?
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 87, starring Amy Moore as Sully, Carla Maxted as Glim, Tom Laird as Moot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Kevin MacLeod and Epidemic Sound, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Eric Houlihan, and Ray Serbeck. To support Dungeons & Dragons and help us reach 85 patrons within our community, unlocking a live-streamed improvised game, as well as access to an exclusive podcast, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. You have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
And they land into the back. Fuck's the back port?
No,
starboard.
Stern.
They land.
Bow's the front.
Yeah, you got to know your boat terms here, Carla. Fill me
That's
in.
Right. I'm a boater.
You're a
now,
boater.
Guys.
Are you ready for the number, Russ?
No.
Oh my god.
Wild magic surge table. That's not how you spell table.
Guys, I'm trying my best to sneak as many nautical puns into this episode as possible.
I just don't know enough about boats.
Well,
to really help
and they're
out.
Imperceptible with Sully's accent. Because, like, I'm trying to use, like, nautical words and, like, switch them, but...
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Forgive me, Father.
For I've sinned.
It's been 6 months.
Since my last confession.
What would you like to confess today?
I have decades of failings I could recap here.
Today, I want to confess the worst thing I've ever done.
Okay. Lots to unpack here.
I can be kind of a crap husband.
I took 8 years of my life and lit it on fire in a matter of 5 hours.
So I did what any self-respecting father would do.
Lightly dosed his Gatorade with a powerful laxative.
And I guess sorry for making out in the confessional?
Since confession is about talking to God, I felt he had a right to know what you've done.
What I've done? What did I do?
Are you kidding?
Do you love Emily?
What the hell kind of question is that?
Well, you're not going to absolve me? That's the whole point.
Please leave the sacrament to the professional.
Where do you get off talking to me like this?
Excuse me?
What the f- who is there?
Forgive Me, a comedy podcast from Rogue Dialogue.